When USDA released their latest cattle on feed report, some were surprised, as thoughts were we would see more cattle going into feedlots back in March, but that didn't happen. The new numbers show placements in feedlots during March at 1.8 million head, down 5% from March of last year. Now, the total number of cattle and calves on feed for the slaughter market in the U.S. on April 1st was at 10.9 million head. That's 1% below April 1 of 2013. That number included just over 7 million steers and steer calves, up 2% from the previous year, but only 3.7 million head of heifer and heifer calves, down 6% from last year. And according to USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagum,
what that implies is that with those lower proportion, it's likely that producers are holding back heifers in anticipation of being able to breed them and add them to the breeding herd. Again, more evidence that there is an expansionary feeling underway.
Shagum says there are two major takeaways from the latest cattle on feed report.
From my standpoint, there's two takeaways, which is cattle supplies are tight, which is reflected in the fact that the placement number was low, and producers are likely holding on to their heifers in hopes that they will have the ability to breed those animals and begin the expansion cycle.
The report also indicated that marketings of fed cattle during March totaled 1.66 million head. That's 4% below 2013. As a matter of fact, that's the lowest number of marketings for March since the series began back in 1996. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.